KJAN Sports.
Time to take a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, taking a look at sports this morning, the Atlantic Trojan football team will open up the 2019 season Friday night against Seidel. Not only will it be the final season before changes are made to the Trojan Bowl, it will also be the start of the 125th season of Trojan football. The team plans on commemorating the milestone throughout the season with tributes to players, coaches, and fans that have contributed to the Trojan football tradition. The Trojans first took the field on November 20th, 1894 in a game against Red Oak. That game was played in Griswold on a cool Saturday afternoon. The game was played in Griswold due to its central location between the two towns, and each team arrived by train. Riding the train to games was a tradition that would continue through the 20s for players and fans. Not much is known about that first contest other than the Trojans reportedly suffered a 42-0 loss. Prior to the 1930s, the local high school team in Atlantic was simply known as the Black and Gold. In 1932, the Trojans moniker was adopted and continued usage of the black and gold colors. The only exception was the usage of green jerseys in the 1940s. Atlantic's early games were played at Sunnyside Field at the current Sunnyside Park. That field was one of Iowa's first lighted football fields, and the lights got moved over to the Trojan Bowl when it was completed in 1932. The name Trojan Bowl first appeared in the Atlantic News-Telegraph in an article by longtime writer Phil Chintz. Throughout the history of the program, Atlantic has captured 19 Hawkeye 6, Hawkeye 8, and district championships. Atlantic also participated in the Iowa High School football playoffs in 1973, 74, 76, 1980, 81, 84, and in 2002, 2008, and 2011. The Trojans played in the 1974, 1980, and 2002 state championship games, winning the title in 2002. Atlantic went undefeated in the 1903, 1946, 1947, and 2002 seasons. The Trojans had 24 straight wins from 1945 to 1948 and 28 straight wins from 1962 to 65. The Atlantic football team would like to thank the community for their support, and they look forward to another 125 years of football tradition. In college football news, the University of Iowa sophomore wide receiver Oliver Martin has been approved for immediate eligibility by the NCAA and the Big Ten Conference. Martin, a native of Coralville and a graduate of Iowa City West High School, transferred to the Hawkeye football program this summer. Iowa head coach Kirk Ferentz said that they're pleased that the NCAA and the Big Ten Conference have approved Oliver's waiver to play this season. He said Oliver is a tremendous young man who's been working hard since the day he set foot on our campus this summer. His teammates are excited to have him on the practice field and in the weight room, and he said we look forward to Oliver being able to contribute to the team. Martin had this comment after receiving word of the approval. He said he was ecstatic that the NCAA and the Big Ten Conference approved the waiver request. He wanted to thank the coaches, teammates for their help as he works to get ready. He says he's been dreaming of running out of the tunnel wearing the black and gold ever since he decided to join the program and can't wait to contribute to the team on the field. Iowa opens up the 2019 season this Saturday, hosting Miami of Ohio in a night game. We'll have coverage of that contest here on the Hawkeye Radio Network on KJAN. That broadcast gets underway at 4:30 late Saturday afternoon. Well, Boise State and Florida State expect to make a decision today about their season opener, which could be affected by Hurricane Dorian. The neutral site game is scheduled to be played Saturday night in Jacksonville, Florida. Dorian gained hurricane strength earlier Wednesday and is forecast to become a powerful storm in the next few days. Officials could consider starting the game earlier Saturday or just canceling it altogether. Well, months of work comes to an end as the college football season is set to begin. And as mentioned, the 20th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes host Miami of Ohio under the lights Saturday. Senior Levi Paulson gets a started guard along with his twin brother Landon.
9 hard months now of off-season training, you know. It's an unbelievable feeling. You know, I think all the guys are itching and ready to go after it. You know, we still got a couple more days of preparation, but overall I think we're really ready to swarm.
Paulson says as a senior, the ride to the stadium will carry added emotion.
It's electric for sure. I mean, from the moment we start pulling down the Coralville Strip on the bus, turn on to Melrose, I'm getting chills thinking about it, but I mean, you can just feel it in the air and the atmosphere, man. It's absolutely unbelievable.
Junior running back Torin Young says there's been added focus in the film room to help boost the ground game.
You know, sometimes as running backs, you look at film and you just kind of watch yourself run. Now we talk about the blocking scheme and, you know, how the O-line is going to block things up, different looks that the D-line is going to give us, what front they're in, different things like that that help us, you know, see the picture a little clearer.
Young is part of a deep stable of running backs.
You know, you get in games and there's different looks and different situations, and you got different personnel groups, so it's tough rotating guys and doing things like that. So, you know, you understand, but I'm just here to, you know, do my role and be the best teammate I can be.
And again, we'll have that game for you Saturday night, 4:30, the pregame start time. Iowa State enters the season nationally ranked for the first time since 1978. The 21st-ranked Cyclones will host Northern Iowa. Senior linebacker Marcel Spears says the opener always has a number of question marks.
Just the simple fact that, you know, we really haven't, you know, seen them at all. So, like, they can really come out and do anything. We're really unsure about what they're doing. So, just making sure when we do see what happens, we can all be collectively as a group just fundamentally sound and prepared for, you know, adversity.
Spears says the key is to be assignment sound.
Everybody's smart. You know, everybody is good as well, too. So if you're not doing your job, they're going to pick up on that and they're going to attack you. So doing your role, it's the key.
Senior receiver Deshaunte Jones says they've gone back in time with their film study.
We played UNI a couple of times, so just going back and looking at the games that they played us and just seeing a lot of things that they do in the previous years. You know, they're a great team, so they pretty much do pretty much the same stuff. So we just kind of look at that.
Jones says the key is to control their emotions in the opener.
Just being calm. You know, a lot of guys probably get worked up being the first game, so just being calm and collective, and, you know, things might go bad, you know, first drive, second drive, third drive, but, you know, you just got to be consistent and just believing in what we've been doing all camp.
That's an 11 o'clock kickoff at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames coming up on Saturday. In NFL news, suspended Browns running back Kareem Hunt won't be permitted inside the team's facility while serving his 8-game ban for physical altercations. A league spokesman said Hunt can't be at the facility starting at 4 p.m. on Saturday, the deadline for teams to submit their 53-man rosters. Hunt was suspended for two off-the-field incidents, one in which he shoved and kicked a woman. The team had asked the NFL to allow Hunt to be around teammates, arguing that he could use the extra support. Hunt signed with Cleveland in March after he was released by Kansas City in December. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Milwaukee Brewers ended the Cardinals' 6-game winning streak and allowed the Chicago Cubs to climb within 2 games of the first-place Redbirds' lead in the National League Central. Keston Hira homered and drove in 3 runs as the Brewers knocked off the Cards 4-1, avoiding a 3-game sweep. The Milwaukee second baseman hit a solo homer in the 4th and an RBI double in the 8th to help his team get within 5.5 games of the division lead. Jordan Lyles outdueled Jack Flaherty by holding the Cardinals to a run and 6 hits while striking out 9 over 5 1/3 innings. Elsewhere in the National League, the Cubs beat the Mets 10-7, Philadelphia over Pittsburgh 12-3, Cincinnati topping Miami 5-0, and in 10 innings, the Dodgers beat the Padres 6-4. In the American League, Hunter Dozier smacked a 2-run homer and added a tie-breaking RBI single in the 7th, sending the Royals to just the 7th win in their last 22 meetings with the Athletics 6-4 yesterday. Also in the AL, the Yankees beat Seattle 7-3, Cleveland over Detroit 4-2, Houston beat Tampa Bay 8-6, the Twins over the White Sox 8-2, Texas beat the Angels 3-0. In interleague play, Washington over Baltimore 8-4, Atlanta beat Toronto 9-4, Boston over Colorado by a final of 7-4. Serena Williams and Roger Federer each experienced a frustrating first set before advancing to the 3rd round of the U.S. Open. Williams made key adjustments to her serve and straightened out her other strokes before completing a 5-7, 6-3, 6-1 win against 17-year-old American Katie McNally. The 8th-seeded Williams avoided what would have been her earliest loss in 19 appearances at the U.S. Open. The 121st-ranked McNally never had won a match at any major tournament until Monday. Federer fell behind for the 2nd time in 3 days before rallying for a 3-6, 6-2, 6-3, 6-4 win over Demir Zumer. Federer also lost his opening set against a qualifier on Monday before advancing. Top seed Novak Djokovic battled through shoulder pain while he picked up a straight sets victory. Men's number 7 Kei Nishikori needed 4 sets to win. Venus Williams was dispatched in the 2nd round as 5th-seeded Elena Svitolina earned a 6-4, 6-4 win over the 39-year-old Williams, who fought off 5 match points in a 22-point game to hold serve before Svitolina improved to 13-3 in Grand Slam matches this year. Women's 2nd seed Ash Barty and number 3 Carolina Pliskova each cruised to straight sets victories. Madison Keys, another American, was a winner yesterday as well. She is the 10th seed. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.